106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Mariner, Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. If you have toxic goods in Canmore, you know you kind of have to hang on to them until those twice annual roundups that they do. Things changing in that regard, I understand.
Well, yeah. And if you're like me, you show up the day after with your can of paint. It's a limited ability to recycle this type of product. And the town of Canmore, along with Bow Valley Regional Commission, are partnering to provide that service on a more regular basis out of the recycling depot on Elk Run in Canmore. So the commission has offered to put the money forward to purchase the facility. So it'll be a hazardous waste recycling facility. And when I say facility, I kind of mean like a little bit smaller than a sea can. And they can be dropped off by anyone in the Bow Valley. This is a regional service. This isn't just for Canmore people. This is so that anyone who has hazardous waste or expired bear spray or something that they don't just want to throw in a landfill.
Mm-hmm. Brings to my two questions. First of all, self-disposal of hazardous waste. I mean, are there risks there opening up a sea can? You never know what you're going to find inside.
It's not going to be sort of you're doing the work. You can drop off the stuff. Then the town of Canmore staff who process the recycling will then put it in another container. And that container then eventually goes to Swan Hills to be incinerated.
Okay.
And I think what this is a really good learning opportunity for all of us to realize what happens to hazardous or toxic waste. And the point of this is that don't get rid of it in the garbage or in the regular municipal solid waste in your bear bins. Instead of these 2 days, we're going to have a regular place where we can drop off this stuff and it can be appropriately handled by the right people and kept out of our landfills, because this is stuff that in the long term could be leaking into the ground, into our water supplies. They don't actually handle anything of the waste. They have these tote boxes that are actually specifically built for hazardous waste, and those then get stored until there's enough to take them for further processing. Basically, anytime we expand what we are able to recycle and recycle on a regular basis is, I think, a really good thing. And this may not be recycling, but it's about learning more about our waste processes and making sure that things that shouldn't be sent to the landfill aren't.
Okay, so this brings to mind the second question. Is a toxic waste disposal center appropriate for that recycling depot in Elk Run that there are houses like right next door to it?
We've come across this issue before. Ultimately, we shouldn't really have an industrial area next to a residential area, but we do. So let's get past that fact.
Okay.
The town of Canmore, wanting to do this, approached 100 neighbors in the area, asked them, are you okay with this expanded service? Because it doesn't expand the times that the depot is open. Mm. There are other things getting processed there, like oil and light bulbs. And this waste is being immediately packaged and stored. But if the municipality was to say, okay, we're going to shut down this recycling depot and walk away from it, it's provincial land. The province can decide what to do with it or who to sell it to. And that would not be within the control of this community or our council or our administration. Right now it is. Having a recycling depot there with controlled hours, I think, is the best compromise for the situation we found ourselves in.